So tonight we're looking at the spiritual gift of faith. And the dictionary definition of faith is a strong belief in God or doctrine of a religion or a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. But I like the passage from Hebrews 11, verse 1, that says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." We hear in this story that Jehoshaphat had a problem. A bit of history about Jehoshaphat. He was the fourth king, the ruler of Judah in the south. Israel and Judah had split into two separate kingdoms. And Jehoshaphat generally was a good king. He opposed Baal worship and tried to bring the people back to the Lord. He tried to make an alliance with Ahab in the north, who was a wicked king, but that didn't really work out very well for him. But we also see that Jehoshaphat made reforms and appointed judges to handle disputes. So in many ways, he was devoted to God. He was a man like us, I guess. He tried his best to do the right thing. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. He wasn't perfect. But anyway, at the start of this chapter, he's facing this vast army, nations that are coming against him, and he doesn't know what to do. And we see in verse 3 that it says that he was alarmed, and the Amplified Version said that he was fearful. As soon as he got bad news, he was afraid. And I wonder, how do we feel when we get bad news? What is our immediate reaction? I think for many of us it is fear, maybe panic, doubt, worry. That's a natural response. And Jehoshaphat was no different from us. He responded in a natural way. And it says that he was alarmed. However, straight after feeling alarmed, he resolved to inquire of the Lord. And I wonder, you know, at that point of fear, for us, what is our reaction? Sometimes we can react with emotion. Very often we can react with emotion and with fear. But sometimes God calls us to wait. Sometimes we want to run away and hide. Sometimes God calls us to fight. I think it is about listening to God, listening for his promptings as to how we need to react to certain situations that we face in life. And that is where faith comes in, because sometimes we have to take that step in faith. We don't always know what the end outcome is going to be, but we have to trust God and have that confidence that God will see us through. Sometimes it can feel like we're entering a battleground, but we know that God has a battle plan ready for us, and we have to just be in line with what God calls us to do. So Jehoshaphat was afraid. But immediately, verse 3 and 4, he came, got the people together, and they decided to seek help from the Lord. And the Amplified Version says that he set himself determinedly to seek God's face. I wonder how many times do we set ourselves determinedly to seek God's face when we're faced with a situation or a crisis that might happen in our lives. And what a difference that would make if immediately we sought God's face every time we faced a problem. And I wonder, do we go to the throne or do we go to the phone? Jehoshaphat declared a feast for the people. Sorry, a fast for the people. They probably wished it was a feast, but it was a fast. And when we fast, it just brings us in line with being able to hear God more. Jehoshaphat just needed to know that battle plan that God had for him, because he knew that only with God would he succeed. So Jehoshaphat let God lead. And we know, don't we, that one word from God can be far better than 1,000 words from somebody else. We do try and get our own plans in place when we're faced with a crisis. But it is far better, if we can, to listen and seek God and listen to what he has to say to us. And it is about believing that God is going to lead us. Sometimes when we pray about a situation, we may not get the answer straight away. And that can be really frustrating for us, because we want to act now. And sometimes God does tell us to wait But it's about believing that God is going to lead us and guide us. And we have to sometimes take those steps of faith before we see the solution to the problem. God calls us to step out in faith. And it's just knowing that God is there for us every step of the way. We look at verses 6 to 11. Jehoshaphat didn't go straight to God with the problem immediately. He spent some time praising God, worshipping God, acknowledging that God is sovereign over the situation, reminding God of his character, reminding God of all that he'd done in the past to the people of Israel, how he'd been there for them as he brought them out of Egypt, as he delivered them from slavery and brought them into the promised land, of how God was there fighting their corner for them every step of the way. And Jehoshaphat, in his praise, reminds God of this, reminds God of his faithfulness. He puts God first. And he worshipped while he waited for God to act. And that's got to be a good place to be. When we look at verse 12, we see that Jehoshaphat recognised his own limitations. He said, "We have no power to face this vast enemy. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And so often when we face difficulties, we don't know the solution. And we can feel so very vulnerable with some of the things that we have to face. Jehoshaphat was an ordinary man who tried to change his world and his people. Sometimes he succeeded and sometimes he didn't. But he was a man of humility. He was prepared to bow face down before God in front of all the people and to acknowledge his own limitations, his own weaknesses. And that must give us hope, because it's not about us being perfect. It's about us relying on God. And it's about not doing things in our own strength, but relying upon his strength. Some things can seem too much for us, but nothing is too much for God. And in 1 Kings 3:18 it says this, "This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord." How often when we face situations do we think this is an easy thing? We very often don't in our own strength, but to God, these things are easy things. And it is also about waiting for God to give us the answer. It's about waiting for God in his timing and in his way. And so for verse 13 we see this, that all Judah stood there before the Lord. In other words, the people waited. They didn't rush in. They just waited for the Lord to speak to them, to direct them, to show them what to do. How often when we're faced with difficulties do we have our own backup plan just in case God doesn't come through for us? It can be very tempting to do that in the flesh. But we know, don't we, that so often our own bright ideas don't always work out the way we would want them to. And we just get worn out with the process. But waiting takes trust. And it's having that assurance of what we do not see. As we look back at that first verse in Hebrews, faith is having confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And that's not just wishful thinking. It's about putting our faith in God. Jehoshaphat was told through the prophet Jahaziel that he does not need to be afraid. Jahaziel says, "Do not be afraid." This is verse 15 to 17. "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's." Jahaziel brought encouragement and he recognises God's sovereignty and power over the situation. How often do we need encouragement when we go through difficult things? How often can we be an encouragement to other people when we know others are going through difficult circumstances? Jahaziel also brought, he recognised that God had a breakthrough plan for Jehoshaphat. And we know that God has breakthroughs planned in the circumstances we face. So enjoy our lives while we wait. He says, do not be discouraged or dismayed for this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And I'm reminded of that scripture in Ephesians 6:10 that says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Jahaziel activated faith. He says, you will not have to fight this battle. Now, how did he know that they would not have to fight the battle? In the flesh, it would look like this vast army was coming to annihilate them. And yet Jahaziel felt from the Lord that God was saying, you will not have to fight this battle. So Jahaziel activated his faith. He had confidence, even though he couldn't see the end, he had confidence that God was going to see the people of Israel through. He had that assurance, even though in the flesh he couldn't see that. And I believe that Jahaziel brought a word of prophecy. In the natural, he could not know that they wouldn't have to fight. The people of Israel had fought battles many times before as they'd gone into the promised land. They'd had to fight for every step of the way as they fought the inhabitants of the land that they were conquering. But this time, Jahaziel said, you will not have to fight this battle. He brought prophecy into the situation. And he says, take up your positions and stand firm. And I believe that the position that we have to take up is one of worship. We see several times in this passage that the people worshipped God. As Hilary said earlier, they weren't getting prepared for battle. They weren't putting their battle armour on. They weren't sharpening their swords. They were tuning up their guitars and they were ready to go in there singing and praising God. And do you know that when we worship, we're doing spiritual warfare? We're changing the atmosphere when we worship. When we worship God, we're declaring down God's sovereignty over the situation. And so that's why it's so important that we have a stance of worship. We're honouring God with our words, with our singing, with our praise. But we are changing the spiritual atmosphere when we worship. Our worship reminds us of all that God has done and gives us hope for all that God will do in the future. Worship leads us from chaos into celebration and thankfulness. And it helps us to draw our eyes upwards to the Lord. Worship helps us to make sense of life. It helps us to connect with God, pushes back that chaos, and connects us with what God has done to what God will do. And Jahaziel says, see the deliverance of the Lord. Seeing is believing. It's about believing that God's going to work in the situation. And we have to sometimes keep saying to that, God is working, God is working, God is working in this situation. And we say that until we see breakthrough. It's about being steadfast in seeking God's face and looking to God for the solution. Verse 18 to 22, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground and all the people fell down in worship. And then Jehoshaphat says to the people, have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful. We see the power of worship as the people begin to sing and praise. And what is the outcome? The invading armies are so confused by the loud singing, the celebration, that they end up destroying each other. And the people don't even have to raise one sword in fighting this vast army. The enemy was self-slaughtered, confused by the worship and praise. I wonder how many times do we praise and worship God that loudly that we scare off the enemy. I think sometimes God uses circumstances to get our attention. In the middle of every difficulty lies an opportunity. And it's about looking for that opportunity. An opportunity of growth. An opportunity to exercise faith. And if you think you've probably not got much faith, we can ask God for more faith. If you're faced with a situation and you think you can't cope with it, just ask God for more faith in you, Lord, more faith to see the beginning and the end, acknowledging that God is sovereign, acknowledging that he is Alpha and Omega, that he sees the beginning and the end, even though we don't always. So let's take our positions of worship. Do not live in fear. Activate faith and believe what God says about a situation. And we need to act upon it even before we see the manifestation of it, even before we see the solution to it. So what did Jehoshaphat learn from this? He learned to trust God. He learned to have confidence in God's power to resolve this situation. God's solutions are always, always more complete than our own. He didn't make his own plan. He left it to God. He waited. He worshipped. He sought God's face. He was humble before God. And he went with the flow of the Holy Spirit. And verse 30 at the end, it says, the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. And isn't that where we want to be when we go through situations? We want to be knowing that peace of God. You know, we can feel like we're in the turmoil of all sorts of situations in our lives. But inside, you can have that deep inner peace, that assurance that God is with you, and knowing that God is dealing with the situation. And that is how we activate our faith, by putting our trust in the Lord. So I'd just like to share a couple of examples from my own life, really, where I've had to activate faith. And then we're going to go into, in our little groups, we'll just spend a few minutes just sharing with each other any situations where we've activated faith in the past and we've seen God at work, or where we might be facing a situation where we need to pray for each other. One of the situations I'd like to talk about is my finances. My finances, mine and my husband's finances, have never been brilliant, and we've always struggled over the years. And some of this has been due to bad decisions, some of it has been due to unemployment. But things reached ahead for us last year, and we were looking to remortgage, to sort out our financial situation. And my husband at the time was he was working at a college in Burton, and he was on probation, a probationary period at the start of the employment. And so we couldn't go ahead with a new mortgage or bank loan. And actually this probation lasted 18 months, which is a really long time. And although at the time it felt like the door was being shut on us going forward with the bank loan, you know, God spoke to me and he said, there's a better way. There's a better way of other than having more debt to pay off debt. And I started to explore this with God. And it really was a time of trusting for us, because because at the end of the 18 months probationary period, my husband lost his job. And I think actually it was a way around in which the college could cut staff without taking them on a permanent basis. So we were in quite a difficult situation. And I remember going to a friend, Christian friend, and I took all the bills with me and the mortgage and the bank statements, and we prayed over the finances, and we declared them paid in Jesus' name. And we said, God is going to pay these debts in Jesus' name. God is going to provide in Jesus' name. And we spent quite a time praying over these debts. And I've not yet seen the total solution to this, but I tell you what I have seen. I've seen God's provision month after month. And my husband is now in temporary work, which is always short term. He's a lecturer, so it's always a term at a time. Agency work a lot of the time. He doesn't get paid during any of the school holidays. And so from a human point of view, it can be quite difficult, because you just don't know what money is coming in each month. But I'll tell you something, I've seen bills paid, we've had food on the table, money has come in from all sorts of sources that I would not expect. I looked at doing a second job to the job I do, looking to do a cleaning job, actually, just to see if I could raise a bit more money. And that nothing happened there. But I am actually doing a friend shopping for her every week, and she's paying my petrol money for that, and she's quite generous. So even though I tried to push the door open for the cleaning job and nothing happened, God provided in another way. And my husband's work finishes at the end of June, and obviously he won't get paid over the school holidays, and he's got no job yet in September. And a few weeks ago, I was offered a temporary library manager's job while my husband, while my boss is off sick, and I got the job. And the boss is likely to come back August, September time. So, you know, God's timing on that has been amazing, because the job I've got is not one I want to carry on long term, but I'm happy to do the manager's job on a short term basis. And how amazing is that? That even though my husband hasn't got work over the summer, I've got extra work. And we heard this week that Andrew's got another couple of weeks' work into July. It's only 3 weeks' work, and this is how our life is. We work 3 or 4 weeks at a time. But God has provided, and it's been amazing. And last summer, I was looking up all the scriptures to do with God's provision and how God provides for us. And I think whatever situation you face, it is about searching scripture, looking to see what God says about the situation, not panicking as much as you're able to. I mean, I have had some panics, but, you know, generally speaking, not panicking about the situation, but resting in God and trusting God. And we all know, don't we, with answers to prayers, that sometimes God will answer a prayer right at the last moment. But it's through that that we learn. We learn to trust God. We activate our faith, and we trust that God's going to come through. And also with our son, our son's 18 next month, but when he was 15, our relationship with our son totally broke down, and he went to live with his grandparents, and he wouldn't speak to us, he wouldn't see us. And then a year later, he joined the army. And for a long time, I've been trying to open the door to Matthew, our son, trying to re-establish the relationship, and he's not really wanted to know. But this year, he's had a couple of family meals with us, with the wider family. And then a few weeks ago, he agreed to come. We took our son for a drink to the pub, and he spent 2.5 hours with us chatting. He was very natural and relaxed. And I think he's done some growing up. But, you know, he might be going off to Afghanistan in October. And that's going to be a big thing for us as a family to face that. And I so wanted to get that relationship right before he went away, because once he's posted abroad, I don't know how long he's going to be away for. But it is about just trusting God that he will work in these things, trusting our children to God and saying, you know, God, I don't know the beginning from the end of this. I'll do my best to try and sort things out, but you are in control. And so we just have to activate our faith and trust in God for those circumstances to be resolved. So I hope what I've shared tonight has helped. As I say, if you feel you've not got much faith to face the situation that you're in, ask God. Ask God for more faith, and he will give it to you. Because our God is good. Our God is there for us. Our God is an amazing God, and he will strengthen us for anything that we have to face in life. So we just spend probably about 10 minutes just in your little groups. If there's anything you want to share with each other, anything you want to pray for, then please feel free to do that, and then we'll come together and listen to one song as we close. Thank you.